Well, you know, each week at this time, we honor a town, village, or burg somewhere across the U.S. on a rearranged map of the same. With our town of the week, here is our very own Jim Packard.
Away from the hustle and bustle of Memphis, you can enjoy a glimpse of the Old South in the antebellum capital of the Mid-South, Holly Springs, Mississippi. Lots to see here, as there are about 175 historic homes and buildings charmingly preserved in the area. Holly Springs was founded by a group of Virginia entrepreneurs headed by Cephas and Jack Randolph, who bought the land from the Chickasaw Indians. The town's original name was Suavatookee. Holly Springs is home to the Strawberry Plains National Audubon Sanctuary and Education Center. Each fall, especially in September, thousands of hummingbirds migrate through the forests and fields of Strawberry Plains, fueling up for the long journey across the Gulf of Mexico. This annual event will be celebrated in Holly Springs.
What? I'm sorry. You say they migrate?
Yes.
Hummingbirds migrate?
Yes, they do.
From where to where?
From the United States to Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you making this up, Jim?
No. This is true.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah. And it'll be celebrated in Holly Springs the weekend of September 10th.
A special kind of hummingbird, or is it any?
It's all the hummingbirds. They go through Strawberry Plains.
You're telling me that every hummingbird there is migrates
through? No, I don't see that every hummingbird there is that travels that path. There are other routes.
And would you happen to know those,
Jim? The hummingbird highways. That'll be next week.
Okay.
I'll get that, too.
So this is like a migration path, you're saying?
This is a migration path.
And where do they...
It occurs in September.
They winter in Mexico?
In Mexico.
You know
where? They go across the Gulf of Mexico. Actually, they probably go to any number of those countries in South America, South and Central America.
Any number of those countries in South and Central America? Sounds like you're making all this up.
No, I'm not.
Can you name one of those countries that they
Ecuador.
All right, you win.
In Holly Springs, you'll find art galleries, historic churches, Rust College, the birthplace of the Civil Rights Movement, and Graceland II. It has an unbelievable collection of Elvis memorabilia, floor to ceiling, including the ceiling, compiled by the King's biggest fan, Paul McLeod. The home that was chosen by General U.S. Grant to house his wife and son during the Civil War is located here. It's the Walter Place. Golf Digest rates the town's Kirkwood National Golf Course as one of the top 50 courses in the nation. Home of the Holly Springs Hawks athletic teams and world-famous hamburgers at Phillips Grocery, voted best offbeat destination in the whole state. It's our town of the week, Holly Springs, Mississippi.
Well, it sounds like quite a place. And that's not far from Oxford, is it?
No, it's not. It's about 30 miles.
Down the road there?
Mm-hmm.
Do the hummingbirds actually go through Oxford on their way to Holly Springs? Is there like...
Like a river, they move daily through the forests and fields of Strawberry Plains. It doesn't say anything about traveling through Oxford, though.
Yeah.
But since Oxford is, what, directly south?
Yes.
Yes?
It's between them and Ecuador.
It sounds reasonable that they would pass through there as well.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And is it? It's not their mating thing, is it? Do they mate in Holly
Springs?
There's
a certified bird bander captured 10 different species of hummingbirds and over 1,600 individuals during one winter, so...
Did they release
kinds.
Them, then? Is it,
yeah.
is it capture and release
yeah.
with hummingbirds?
Yeah.
Well, it's a fascinating thing. Anyhow, right now, Lyle is calling out randomly, although Lois is not available. You're still trying, aren't you, Lyle? He's throwing his hands up. He's exasperated.
Stressful.
What?
Very busy.
No, she went to a protest of some sort, and she'll be at her phone at 11:30.
A protest of what, did she say?
She did, but I forgot what it was.
So she
did it involve hummingbirds or the slaughter, needless slaughter of hummingbirds?
No, but she's going to be out looking at the hummingbirds in a couple of weeks.
Oh, she is? Yeah. She mentioned that?
Yes, she did. They're very proud of them.
Okay. What else did she say? We can maybe just do it this way. Does she like Holly Springs?
She loves Holly Springs.
Did she grow up there?
I believe so.
She did?
Yes.
Was she born there even?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Does she still have family in Holly Springs? Or?
I believe so.
Yeah. If we were coming to Holly Springs, Lyle, where would Lois take us?
Oh, well, that was a secret. She wouldn't reveal that to me.
She wouldn't?
No, she wouldn't tell me. She would only tell you.
Okay. Well,
she would take you if, you know, we're coming to Holly Springs.
Can we call her later then?
by all means, she's going to be at this phone number at the museum after 11:30, she said.
Which museum is that then, Lyle?
I think it's the Holly Springs Museum.
Oh, okay. In Holly Springs?
In Holly Springs.
Okay.
If, of course, she's not arrested at the protest.
What?
She's not arrested at the protest.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that protest there. We have Lois. Is this her phone call?
This is the actual Lois.
Yeah, this is her one phone call. Lois Shipp from Holly Springs, Mississippi. And Lois, is this the one phone call you were allowed?
This is it.
Yeah. Did they haul you in on this? What was this protest? We're worried about you.
Thank you for being worried about me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling me. I'm really excited about this call.
Yeah, but can you? What was the protest, Lois?
The program, what, the one this morning?
Yeah.
It was absolutely wonderful. A World War II vet told us his experiences on the front line.
Oh.
He never got over being a private. Oh. I mean, he worked his way through, but he never got higher than a private.
Okay.
But he lived.
Well, why were you protesting that?
Sir?
Why were you protesting that?
Oh, I wasn't protesting. Ooh, never.
Oh, so it was a good little speech, and he shared his recollections with you and so forth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that at the museum?
No, it was at the library.
At the library.
We
okay.
run parallel.
Oh, you do?
Right. In other words, they have a place, and we have a place.
Yeah.
We're both great.
Yes, and you're there at the Holly Springs Museum.
I know. It's the Marshall County Historical Museum.
I'm sorry. Okay.
And I want to tell you about the museum.
Please do.
40 years ago in 1970,
mm-hmm.
We realized that historic Marshall County and Holly Springs needed a museum.
Right.
We needed a place to put our beautiful treasures.
Right.
And we had no place. So they were fixing to tear down this magnificent building, which was in shambles. It needed to be restored mm-hmm. badly, and they were going to tear it down and yeah. make it into a parking lot.
What was the building, Lois?
It had been a college dormitory.
Oh.
And it was three floors, mm-hmm. and it was yellow brick. You know, it's right two blocks from the square, the
Perfect.
Main part of town.
Ideal.
And I said, how terrible they're going to tear that historic building down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it to us. I went to the owners and said, give it to us. We need to make a museum out of it. And so the Historical Society went with me to see them, and they said no. We went back again, again, and again, and each time they said no. And I said, okay, this was the fifth time, and I said, let's try one more time.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there, and they were waiting for us. They said, okay, you can have it for a museum. And I never were walking out saying, oh, my, how do you start a museum? I don't know how to start a museum.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't need it. Yes, we do.
You had second thoughts.
But we had no money, not even a penny.
Yeah.
And so how are we going to start a museum without a penny?
No.
This was in 1970.
Right.
And so everybody pitched in and did all the work free.
Wow,
everybody
that's
pitched
cool.
in, went home, and cleaned out their trunks and their attics. And they brought things that we could never have afforded.
Uh-huh.
The first thing that we got was a wooden bathtub with a zinc lining.
Wooden bathtub with a zinc lining. Who had that?
Well, I had that.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the first thing.
Oh, that was yours. Where did you get that?
I lived in a fantastic house that had the first bathtub in North Mississippi in it. And I had six kids in a wooden tub. And so I couldn't throw it away, but I put it out on the back porch. And I said, okay, we can have a bathtub.
So you had the first bathtub in northern Mississippi?
Yeah. And it's wood with a zinc lining. And it caught rainwater from the eaves.
Oh.
In other words,
that.
It was quite an operation.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never did use it. And today, we have 100,000 things.
No kidding. You still got the bathtub, and you got... where did all the rest of this come from? Huge...
Oh, listen. The county just redid the whole building. It's mm-hmm. the county museum, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the county has just done an extensive renovation on it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, now that you have like 100,000 artifacts...
We do. And listen, we are here 5 days a week, from 10 to 5, and we're here on Saturday Most of the time.
Except when you're at protests. We don't know why. Mm-hmm. Lois, I could talk with you all day. We have to go, but I want to thank you so much for sharing all that with us. And we have a little something for you.
Lois, we're going to send you the glory of America's Dairyland with a fantastic selection of 10 delicious premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms. So make room in your refrigerator.
I can't wait.
Okay, I hope you enjoy that. Thank you, Lois Schiff.
And thank you so much for calling me.
And thank you for giving us this beautiful insight to Holly Springs, Mississippi Art Town of the Week.